Recording. Okay, so as Michael said, we're on Daf Lamed Zayin tonight. So we're talking about, we're in the sugya with Breira. Breira is when you have like a retroactive clarification. In other words, you do something, but in other words, it won't be clear what you've done till later on, and then retroactively it'll be effective. So we said, for example, yesterday, let's say I have two Eruvah Techumen that I set up, and I have two rabbis coming, or one rabbi coming from the east or the west. I don't know whether he's coming from the east or the west. So then I'll later on Shabbos, I'll say, this is my Eruv, and then retroactively, it'll be my Eruv from the beginning of Shabbos. That's the way Breira worked. So the Gemara said, it could work if I have two rabbis coming. And then the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, if one of the rabbis is your Rebbe and one's not, then we're not going to do Breira. We're going to assume that you wanted your rabbi to be it, and that'll be the effect of Erev. And then, but if they're both his Rebbe, then he can go to either one. That's it. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah also clearly holds from Breira. Then the Gemara quoted a Braisa from Ayo, and Ayo taught a Braisa in which the Tana Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. And the case where he said it looked like he did hold, it was really where the Chacham had already arrived. He didn't before Shabbos, but he didn't know where he had arrived. But really, he does not hold from Breira. So Rav had said, Leit Lamanitin Midatani Ayo, eight lines to the bottom on Lamed Vav Beis. Rav said, we're going to ignore the Mishnah and follow Ayo's version. So the Gemara says, why are we going to follow Ayo's version? Because it's corroborated on the bottom line. Now, it says that it looks like the Mishnah, but it's really a Tosefta. And on the side, it should be Ditanya. There's another Braisa of a person, he purchases wine from the Kutim, and they're not reliable in terms of taking Trumas and Masrot, but he doesn't have Kalim to take the Trumas and Masrot. He's got the wine, and he wants to drink the wine, but doesn't have cups and things like that. So he says that, two lugim that I will remove, those will be truma. And then 10 lugim that I will remove will be master rishon. And 9 lugim I'm going to designate out as master sheni. Then he's potter the master sheni. He could drink it even though he didn't separate anything out. In other words, based on Breira, he can enjoy the wine now. So in the Braisa, Reb Meir holds, I can rely on Breira. And then on line 4, which we did last night on Lam Zayin and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim. Those three Tanaim Aser, so we think they Aser it because they don't hold from Breira. So in that Braisa, we have Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says we don't hold from Breira. So that corroborates with what Ayo said. So Ayo taught a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. And we have this Braisa that says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. So that's why we think, Rav said, Leit Lamanitin Mitatani Ayo. We're going to ignore the Mishnah and favor Ayo's Braisa because we have the two Braises that say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. So on line 4, on line Zayin Manal, 37a, line 4, Ula Amar, Leit L'Ayo, Mimanitin. Ula says, no, we're going to ignore Ayo and favor our Mishnah. The Ella Hadikatani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim. What we just learned, or I went over in the Braisa, we said those three Tanaim say you can't enjoy the wine because you can't separate it without the kalim. So Mela, you're dead in the water, and we think you're dead in the water because they don't hold from Breira. So Ula Zuze Katani. Ula learned the Braisa differently. He learned them in pairs. So the way we had the Braisa, it was Divrei Rebbe Meir. He holds from Breira, that you could make that stipulation. And the next three Tanaim, i.e. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim. So he learns, no, Zuze Zuze Katani, Divrei Rebbe Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. He taught the Braisa that the ones who hold from Breira are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Not that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. Rabbi Yehuda does hold from Breira. He says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Aser, we hold that they don't hold from Breira. So since I have it that way, so now I have our Mishnah, and it's corroborated by the Braisa, so I'm going to favor our Mishnah over the other Braisa. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on then. All right, now on line 8, again, for the people who came in late, we're talking about Breira. Breira is like a retroactive designation. Okay, so on line 8. So among the Tanaim that we said, Aser, with the wine, with the wine, he doesn't have Kalim separate the wine. And he says, the two lugim that I will separate, I'm declaring to be Truma now. The two lugim that the 10 lugim that I will separate, I'm declaring to Master Rishon. The 9 lugim I separate, I declare to be Master Sheni. And then he's potter the Master Sheni. He could drink it right now, even though he hasn't separated it yet. When he separates it, it'll be retroactively clear that that's the ones that were designated to be Truman, Master Rishon, and Master Sheni. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say you can't do that. So we think that they say you can't do it because they don't hold from Breira. So the Gemara says, "V'sava Rabbi Yossi aim Breira." You mean the Tan Rabbi Yossi hold doesn't hold from Breira? V'hatzan. We learn the Mishnah Masechet Kinim. Kinim means like a nest of birds. And among the people, the people who bring birds are women who give birth. So when a woman gives birth, if she doesn't have money, if she's got money, she brings an animal and a bird. But if she doesn't have a lot of money, it's a korban ola v'yored, so she brings two birds. One is a chatat, one's an ola. So the set of birds means two doves or two pigeons. So the set of birds is called a kain, a nest. So kinim, remember we had it in Daf Yomi. It was a very difficult masech. It was just Mishnayot, but very difficult.
We learned it on a Yom Kippur, too.
Well, it was difficult. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says, V'hatran, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, and now that's the one we're interested. We said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira, but now let's hear with the Mishnah what he says in the Mishnah. V'hatran, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtei Nashim Shalachu Kineim Be'erav. If two women purchased their nest, like together, they pooled their money and brought four birds, but two nests. So he says, "Oh, shenatnu kineim l'kohen." Now on the side he has it. It should be shenatnu demei kineim, or they gave the money. They brought a bag of money to the base of Mikdash. He said, "Here's our money." He says, "L'kohen," and they give it to the kohen. Ezu shiyirtze kohen yakriv olo leizu shiyirtze yakriv chatat. Means the kohen can bring anyone as an olo. In other words, he got two kineim, one nest, another nest. So he could take the first two and say they're both olot. The second two, the both chatat, or you take one from either one. You can do whatever he wants and designate whichever one is an ola, which is a chatat. So, but we think that the case is that they did not say which birds are theirs. In other words, you have Rachel and Leah. Rachel never said, these are my birds. Leah never said, these are my birds. And the Kohen is going to offer the birds and say, this is Rachel's bird, this is Leah's bird. Now the owners have to designate the bird. The owners never designated the bird, but we think that it's working with Breira. In other words, that it's going to become clear when the Kohen offers the bird, then it's retroactively going to become clear that this was Rachel's birds and this was Leah's birds. So if that's the correct shot in the Mishnah, so then we have a stira, because we said Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira, and here it's coming out that he Lahore does hold from Breira. So Amar Rabba, this is Rabba says, no, he doesn't hold from Breira. Hatam Kshehitnu. In other words, over there, the parties themselves stipulated that whatever the Kohen designates will be our bird, meaning not that it's retroactive going back to when they bought it or anything like that. It's just saying that we are stipulating whatever the Kohen designates, that will be our bird. In other words, whatever he designates for you, it's your bird. If it's your, it's my bird. Nothing retroactive. So it's not using Breira. So ihachi mai lememra. So if that's the case, the halakha mishnah is very simple. Why don't we even tell me this? It's so obvious. If two people both get together and they stipulate whichever one the Kohen says is mine, whichever one stipulates is yours, and then it happens, so then it's pashut that it's okay. So the Gemara says, Kamash v'lan k'drav chista. What the Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, is teaching me like a Chiddush that was articulated by Rav Chista, who's an Amara. He says, the Amara of Chista, Eina kinim mit parshot. He says, kinim can only be designated, meaning if it's an ola or a chatat. In other words, the parties have to say, this is an ola, this is a chatat. So it's only mit parish, it can only be designated, turn page on the top line on Laman Zainab Beis, ela ib lekichat balim, at the time of purchase, when the owner purchases it, o ib asiyat kohen, or when the kohen does it. So what that gufa is what the Mishnah is teaching me. So the Mishnah is teaching me that the kohen can designate which one is an ola and which is a chatat, if it was undesignated birds. But that's the real chiddush of the Mishnah. And that's that. Anyway, so again, so let's just summarize what we did and then we'll go on. So we learned the Brisa, it was really Tosefta, about the wine. And he said that in the Tosefta, we said that when you're using Breira, we said that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say you can't drink the wine. And we think that you can't drink it because they don't hold from Breira. So does Rabbi Yossi really not hold from Breira? We bought this whole Mishnah where it sounded like it was working with Breira, with these two women bringing their birds, and then we thought it's got a retroactive designation. It says, no, it's not retroactive designation. They stipulated between themselves, whatever the Kohen designates, that'll be our birds, and that was the way that worked. So it's not a stira. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Ed Shire, is that a finger motioning me, or that's just stretching your finger? What's up? You good, Shia? Okay, I see you like the finger saying, come here. All right. Any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, Robert, I can't see you. I'd like to see people. Bob Zausmer, please reveal yourself. And Sal Berger, if you could reveal yourself. Aaron Gershon, I'd love you to reveal yourself as well. Okay, moving on.
It's not letting me do it for some reason.
I don't know. I think if you would hit the right button, it would let you do it.
It says fail to start video camera.
I don't think it's having a temper tantrum. I think there's something you have to click. All right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, now on the second line on Lamed Zayin Rebbeis, 37b, the second line. So the Gemara says, Bakati Sava Rabbi Yossi and Breyer, we're still at the same thing. We were going to focus on the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breyer, but Hatani, we learn in the Breisa, Ama'aris Shamar Lachaveir, Kakli Aguda Chad Shal Yerek, Ugluska Achad. So you have, I guess, it's like a social situation. You have a Chaver, a Tamil Chacham, and he has like somebody he knows who's an Ama'aretz. And then he, the Chaver, is going to the grocery store. He's going to buy some things from an Am Haaretz. So we have an Am Haaretz who's a seller, and a Chaver and Am Haaretz are the consumers. Now, things you buy from the Am Haaretz, we know are demai. We don't know if Maasros were taken from it. So the halakha is you have to separate it out. So it's going to come out that he says, like, get something from me. So the question is going to be, if the Chaver owned it, the Chaver is going to have to take Maasros from it. But if the Chaver never owned it, he doesn't have to take Maasro from it. That's going to be the halakha. So let's see back in the Gemara. Bahatanya, Amaris Shamar Lachaver, and Amaris said to Lachaver, Kakli Aguda Kachel Yerek, give me a bundle of vegetables, oh, Gluska Achat, or a loaf, a cake, and it's from an Amaris. Eno Sirich La'aser, Dibu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, he, the Chaver, does not have to take Maasro on it, meaning that Rabbi Yossi holds that once, in other words, he bought, let's say, two Gluskot. He brought two agudot of Yerek, one for himself and one for the Am Haaretz. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that once he gives one bundle to the Am Haaretz, so it's retroactively clarified that was the Am Haaretz's from the get-go. In other words, it could be, I could say, that both belong to the Chaver and the Am Haaretz, or maybe the other way, and they're doing like a barter. But in that case, the Chaver is on the hook to take Maasro from it. So we say, so Rabbi Yossi says, that the Chaver doesn't have to take Maasro from it because he never owned it, and I'm just giving it, you know, I'm just like conveying from one Am Haaretz to an Am Haaretz, if I could put it that way. But Chachamim Omrim Sarich La'aser. The Chachamim say you do have to be Maaser. So L'chora, Rabbi Yossi holds from Breira. Once I say Breira, it was clear from the get-go that this is the food that was going to be the Am Haaretz's. The Chaver never owned it. So I don't have to take, I'm not mechuyev. And again, this is a gzeirah d'rabbanan to take maasrot on it, but I'm not mechuyev to, I don't own it, I don't have to do anything with it. So he says, so the Gemara says, epoch, we should reverse the sheetot, meaning that the chachamim say you don't have to take maasrot, and Rabbi Yossi says you do have to take maaser. So if he holds you do have to take maaser, that means he doesn't hold from Breira. Okay? Any questions on that? Okay, moving on to the next case. So again, we're trying to, you know, reconcile everything with Rabbi Yossi's opinion in that Braisa with the wine. There he doesn't hold from Breira. So you can't do the separation with the wine. So based on that, so we have the thing with the women with the bird's nest, and that we said doesn't have to be involved with Breira. Now we have this Braisa does involve Breira, but we're going to flip over the Shito to make it reconcilable with the earlier Braisa. So Tashma, so the Gemara says, HaOmer Maaser Sheish Libveti Mechula Al Selish Talib Yadim and Akis. If a person says, Maaser that's in my house should be deconsecrated on the coin that I'm going to take from my wallet. In other words, I didn't take the coin yet from the wallet. In other words, it's clearly working with Breira. In other words, I'm not being Poet of the Maaser yet, but I will be Poet of the Maaser at some time in the future, and I declare that whatever coin I pull out of my pocket that I'm going to use to be Poda the Master Shani, talking about Master Shani. So that's using Breira. So he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulal. Rabbi Yossi says, you did an effective deconsecration. And we don't quote it here, but the Chachamim say, or there's another opinion in the Braisa, Chachamim say, it's Eino Mechulal, it doesn't work. So we think that Rabbi Yossi does hold from Breira. Here in the Braisa, he says it's Mechulal, that's a case of Breira. And in the earlier Braisa with the wine, he didn't, we think, hold from Breira. So the Gemara says epuch. Here again, we'll reverse the shitot. We'll say that Rabbi Yossi holds it's eino mechulal, and the Chachamim hold it's mechulal. So that being the case, everything now is reconcilable. So we flipped over Rabbi Yossi's shita in the last two brises, i.e. the brise that had to do with the Yama Aretz and the Chaver, and also this brise that has to do with taking Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says, so epuch, eima Rabbi Yossi omer lo chilel. So umay chazit de apchatarti mikamachada. Well, how did you figure? We got three brises now that are in play. We have the original brisa that's talking about the wine. Then we have the brisa with the chaver and the yama aretz. Then we have the brisa here with the master sheni. So in one brisa, the first one with the wine, we think the Rabbi Yossi says doesn't hold from Breira. And these two brises, it sounded like initially before we flipped over the shitot, he did hold from Breira. Then we flipped over the shitot to make it reconcilable. So why are you flipping over the shitot in two brises because of one brisa? He says, Epochotomy Kamitarti. Why don't we reverse the shita in the first brisa? Maybe Rabbi Yossi is not the one who says that it's Oser. Maybe he's one that matir it, that the wine is good. How did you figure that? So the Gemara says, Havadai Ipchatanya. So the last brisa definitely has to be reversed, the Gemara is saying. Why? The Katani Sefer, because we learn in the end of the brisa, which we haven't learned yet, but we're going to learn right now, the Katani Sefer, Umoda Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi concedes, Ba'omer Maaser Sheishli B'toch Beiti, Yehi Mechulal Al-Sela Chadash Chalab Yadim Enakis, Shechilel. Yossi says, if a person says that the Maaser, this is my house, should be deconsecrated on the new coin that comes up in my hand from the kiss. Now it's going to come out, the pshat in the brisa, he's only got one new coin in his pocket. So it's not working Breira. That was like, you know, Breira is, I don't know which coin it's going to be, and then something happens, and now it's Mavurar, now it's deconsecrated. He's saying, I have one new coin in my purse, and that's the one I'm using to be poet of the Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Midekamar Hacha Shechilel, since it says here at the end in the Sefer of the Brisa, Umoda Rabbi Yossi, that Chilel, Rabbi Yossi concedes in this case it's deconsecrated, Michlal Dahatam Lo Chilel. So the logical interpretation is in the first case he says it's not Mechulal. So therefore there's like corroborating reason for us not to sustain the version of the Brisa the way we had it. There's an additional reason why we have to flip the Shitot to make the Brisa internally consistent. So that being the case, I in essence have two Brises, i.e. the wine brisa and this brisa that say Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira, and then I only have one brisa that says he holds from Breira. That's with the Yama Aretz and the Chaver. That one I'm going to flip over. Let me just do another 5-6 lines and I'll pause. So the Gemara says, Hai Sela Chadasha Ahiyachidami. What's the case of Sela Chadasha, a new coin? Eid Iketarte Tlad Diesh Breira Hainu Kamaita. So if he's got two or three new coins, in essence, that would be a Breira case. That would be the same as the first case in the Brisa. Why would he hold differently? El Deleka El Achada. You know, rather, he just got one new coin, so it's not really his Breira. That's the coin I'm going to be using to be poted. So my Tala, what do you mean the new coin that comes to my hand? In other words, if I have a pouch of coins, I say the coin that will come up to my hand will be the case. He's got one new coin. What is my Tala? So I did the Tana Resha Tala. Since the Tana used the term Tala in the first case of the Brisa, where he had a bunch of coins, he said the coins that come up that I haven't taken yet, that'll be the pidyon for this Maaser Sheni. So Tana Sefenami Tala. So he learned also Tala there. Okay, let's go over. So basically, we learned that we had the first brisa, which was a Tosefta, that said with the wine, that with the way we understood it, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira. And then we had some brises that seemed to say that he does hold from Breira. So one, we had the Mishnah in Kinim, but that really didn't deal with Breira, we ended up saying. Then we had two brises that deal with the Breira, but in each one, we flipped over the sheet to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Breira in any of the brises. And now we think everything is hunky-dory. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
What gives authority in general to reverse the shito, to say husei mechsara, that the words are missing? And in other words, sometimes when we're in deep trouble, alas, reverse it, or alas,
right.
You have extra words.
Well, it means like if you're in a pickle. In other words, we're trying to reconcile, we have statements of the Tanaim, so we're trying to organize the brises, and they aren't always so accurate. So if I have a number of other sources that say A, and one source says B, so it's like I'm going to follow the majority and say that the B must be like A. You know what I mean? Like to make it all reconciled. But as far as Chisuri Mester B'Hakim,
as opposed to Akashia or a Teku or, you know, sometimes that, we accept.
That's what I would say. Well,
again, we can't reconcile.
Again, like another issue, again, with Chisuri Mester B'Hakim Katani, remember I told you that Tiferes Yisrael said that they had melodies, or he thinks they had melodies for the different Mishnayot and Brises. Chisuri Mester means that it fit into the melody this way, but the Mesorah was that it really wasn't that way. That would be another way of understanding with it, you know. But, all right, that's the best I have for you, Fern, okay? So let's go further in the Gemara. Any other questions? All right, now, we're around 20 lines down on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay. Everybody's looking so serious here tonight, except Fern. Livy's got a smile. Fern's got a nice smile. Everybody grim. I don't know if it's Amos Hadin, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, or what. Okay, let's take a look. So the Gemara says,
Livy and I must have missed the point of the lesson.
I don't know. Maybe you're...
Amos Hadin.
I don't know. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Amarli Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav says to Rav Nachman, Man Hai Tana, the Defilu D'Rabbanan, Leitle Breira. Who is the Tana of the following Brisa that holds that even by rabbinic situation, I don't hold from Breira there? So, there was Lechora, Rav thinks that there's more reason to say Breira by Adin D'Rabbanan. And I'll leave it to Hilchata. I think that's the way we hold. We by Deraisa, we don't say Breira. By Rabbana, we do say Breira. But who's the Tana of the following Breisa that says we do say Breira by Adin Rabbanan? He says, the Tanya. Now, the cases that we were quoting above were all Deraisa cases, right? And there was, well, we'll see in a minute. The Tanya, Amar L'Chamisha, if a person said to five people, listen to this situation, Harini Ma'arev Al Ezim Mikem She'erza. In other words, I take a loaf of bread before Shabbos, and I give it to my shaliach, and he puts it down in the location. And the person, the donor, says, I'm mocking this loaf of bread as a tchum Shabbos to one of you, so one of you is going to be in fantastic shape and can go wherever they need to go on Shabbos or go differently than everybody else. Let's take a look. Amar l'chamisha reini ma'arev al ezim mikem she'erza. Whichever person I choose, that's good. I haven't chosen the person yet. Whichever person I choose, this is going to be his Erev Tchumen. Ratziti Yelech, lo Ratziti lo Yelech. So if I choose him, he can go to Yenim, whatever, wherever he needs to go. If I don't choose him, he can't go. Ratzami Be'od Yom, Erev Erev. So if he makes his choice when it's still daylight on Friday, it's a good Erev Tchumen. I mean, he made the choice before Shabbos, fine. All the ducks are lined up. Mishecha Shecha, Ein Revo Erev. But after nightfall, it's not an Erev. So this Tana holds, I feel with Drabanan lately, Breira. So we're looking, who's the Tana who holds that even by Drabanan, I don't say Breira. So this is what Rava said to Rav Nachman. So Ishtik v'lo amar le'midi. So Rav Nachman was silent, he didn't answer him. So the Gemara says, v'le m'le Tana de be'ayohu. Why don't we say it's the Brisa that Ayo taught? Remember, Ayo taught a Brisa in yesterday's daf, that in his Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold from Breira by an Erev. Erev is didn't Drabanan. And he didn't hold us. Why didn't I say whatever that Tana of that Brisa that's the Tana that doesn't hold even by Drabanan from Breira? So the Gemara says, Lo Shmielei. He hadn't heard of that Brisa. So if he had heard of the Brisa, he would have said it. He didn't know that Brisa, so that's why he didn't say it. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Tanai Shaklat Mi'alma. He says, what do you have? You like exhausted all the Tanaim in the world. Like remember Rav Yosef, remember he was the Sinai. He knew all the Brises. So he says, have you like exhausted really all the possibilities? He says, Tanaihi, it's a machloka Tanaim, whether it works by Drabanan or not. The Tani, we learn in the Brisa, Harini ma'arev l'shabbatot shel kol hashana. The person takes, I don't know, maybe a matzah, and he plants it in a makom mishumar, a guarded place. I don't know if he's got a closet, whatever. But let's say he lives in town. He's got a place out, you know, 1900 amot from town, and he's got like some closet there or utility closet, like the phone company's got, and he locks the matzah there, and he says, "Harini ma'arev l'shabbatot shel kol hashana." I make this erev tchumen is going to be my erev for all the Shabboses of the coming year. Ratziti eleich. If I want to go, I'll use that erev. Lo ratziti lo eleich. And if I don't want to use it, I won't use it. In other words, it's my eruv, but only if I want it to be my eruv. Ratzami ba'od yom eruvo eruv. So if on any given Shabbos on Friday he says I designate that to be my eruv tchumen, that's an effective designation. Mishachashecha, but let's say he waits till after nightfall, and then after nightfall, he designates it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Eruv O Eruv. Rabbi Shimon says, it is a good Eruv, meaning we think it's a retroactive designation. In other words, he said, this is my Eruv for all Shabbos of the years. And then he didn't declare it like this Shabbos, you know, but any Shabbos didn't declare that it's it, but it means he's going to make a retroactive designation. The designation made on Friday night will be retroactively effective, you know. And then the Gemara says, the Chachamim say, no, it's not a designation. So we think that Rabbi Shimon is saying that even that on a Drabanan, Erev is a Drabanan, that we say Breira on a Drabanan, and the Chachamim say we don't say Erev on a, so again, So we said, so the question we had asked before, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, who is the Tana that even holds by Drabanan? We don't hold from Breira. So the Tana is the Chachamim who are Mechulak on Reb Shimon in this Breisa. The Chachamim don't hold from Breira, even by a Drabanan. That's the answer to our question, we think. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Vashemin le Reb Shimon delay le Breira. But in this Breisa, you have Reb Shimon holds, Breira is good, at least by the Din by an Erev. But in the Breisa with the wine at the beginning of today's daf, Reb Shimon didn't hold from an Erev, didn't hold from Bereira. So Kashid Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. So there's a contradiction with the Shita Reb Shimon. Ela Epoch. So I'm going to reverse the Shitot here as well and say that indeed Reb Shimon holds it's not a good designation and the Chachamim hold it is. So the Tana would be Reb Shimon holds that even on his Rabbanan, we don't say Bereira. All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on any so far? Michael, it's time for your comment. Good group.
Can I ask a question that was probably relevant from yesterday's daf?
Does it relate to Breira?
It relates to, I don't know what it relates to, but I'll just ask the question.
If it doesn't relate to Breira, I'm not going to entertain it right now, but go ahead. Let me hear the question.
Okay. Can you set up multiple Eruvim?
That's
in other words, can you put them in four or five different places?
Well, that's what we've been discussing. We said if we hold from Breira, that was goof of what the Mishnah said, that if I hold from Breira, which is like a retroactive designation, a person set up two Eruvei Tchumen, and because I want to, sort of guard myself from every possibility, and if the rabbi comes from the east, then
I got that point. But let's just say you wanted to put it in five different places.
Oh, okay.
So you could go into five different.
No. You can only have one makom shvita for Shabbos. So I can't have five different eruvin that are simultaneously affected.
Okay, that was my question. Yeah, in other words, it's only one place.
In other words, you're
only one active eruv.
You have only one makom shvita, one residence for Shabbos.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara said, because of we had an ostensible contradiction in the Braisa, Reb Shimon said that it was, before we reversed the Shitot, Reb Shimon said it was a good Eruv, but by the wine, he says it's not a good designation. So we said it's a Stira. So now the Gemara wants to try to reconcile them without flipping over the Shitot. So the Gemara says, "My kasha, what type of kasha is that? Dilma, ki lately Reb Shimon Brei Rabbi Duraita. Maybe Reb Shimon doesn't hold Brei Rabbi Din Torah, like the case with the wine, with the Mastrod and the Trumod. There he doesn't hold that we'll rely on a Din Breira. Abba the Rabbanan itlay, but by Rabbanan he does hold from it. So maybe we can sustain both Shitot the way they're set. So by Eruvin he would hold from Breira, which indeed is the way we hold the halacha. But by wine and separating Trumod and Mastrod, he doesn't hold from it." So the Gemara says, Kasava Rav Yosef. Who had asked the question here? One second. Yeah. So Rav Yosef is doing the speaking here, right? Rav Yosef had said, is the one who's, bringing down the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Kasava Rav Yosef, man de itle breira, Loshen of the right to Loshen of the Rabbanan, itlay. Rav Yosef holds, if you hold from Breira, you hold it across the board by Deraisa and Rabbanan. Uman to Leitle Breira, the one who doesn't hold from Breira, Loshen of the right to Loshen of the Rabbanan, Leitle. He holds it across the board. That's the way Rav Yosef holds it. So within the Shita Rav Yosef, we can't give that answer that we're splitting. So we're gonna say we're going to reverse the Shitot. All right. Now, Rava wants to say that I don't have to, that there's another way that I can reconcile the two Shitot. Rav Amar, in other words, indeed, I could say that Reb Shimon does hold from Breira. The reason it doesn't work by the wine is not because of an issue of Breira, and this is like getting back. We've been assuming all along that the reason for not accepting the first Brisa that we began today with, or at the top of the Amud today, was with the wine. You're separating the wine. The people who didn't accept that method of saying the ones I will do eventually didn't hold from Breira. That was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. That's what you assumed. So Rav Amar, Shani Hatam, Dabin and Reishit Shiren Yikarin. Rav says it's not because they don't hold from Breira. They do hold from Breira. Everybody holds from Breira. But there's a side issue. The side issue is that when it comes to separating Truma and Maaser, it has to be clear at the time you separate it, this is Truma and this is the Maaser. It has to be Shiren Yikarin. And that's not apparent. In other words, So to do it by Truman Maaser would be difficult. In other words, so one issue is, do I hold from Breira or not? So they hold from Breira. Yeah, they hold from Breira. But there's another issue that it has to be Shiaren Nikarin. In other words, if I take off Truman, it has to be clear, this is the Truma, this is not the Truma, this is the Maaser, this is not the Maaser. But I got everything all finished together, so it fails for another reason. So if that's the case, so indeed, Reb Shimon does hold from Breira. The Breis is not a contradiction to him. And the reason he didn't hold from the wine with the thing is because there's other halacha. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Elameata, Hayulfanav Shnei Rimonim Shel Tevel. Let's say a person's got two pomegranates of Tevel, which is untithed produce. Pomegranate A and pomegranate B. He says, Va'amar, im yirdu gishami mayom, he says, if it rains today, he's got a scientific method for making the designation. If it rains today, yeheze truma, alze. So the pomegranate A will be the truma for pomegranate B. And it's not working out 1/40th, 1/50th, it'll be much more, but that's still a good designation. So he says, if it rains today, pomegranate A is the truma. V'im lo yardu gishami mayom, if it doesn't rain today, then I want pomegranate B to be the truma. So he says, Hachanami bein yardu bein lo yardu, the end of our plum. So you're saying whether it rains or doesn't rain, it's not effective because it has to be shiaren ikarin. At the time I separate it or designate it, it's got to be clear, this is truma, this is not truma. And here I got it, if this, if that, and that, this. So it's not, at the time I'm designating it, it's not clear which is the truma, which is not the truma. So you can say it's not a designation. He says, "V'chitei mahachanami." Maybe Sitaka, that's right. It's not a good designation. So, and the Gemara is going to ask a question from the following Mishnah. And the Gemara could have asked the question initially, but v'hatznan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Trumot, Trumot hakri hazeh umasrotav betocho. A person, there's a pile of grain, and he says the truma for this pile and for the masrot are betocho. In other words, masrot is the tithes. So, in other words, it's a pile of grain. I have to take truma. I got to take masrot from it. So I say, what's inside the pile will be truma and will be maaser. It'll be inside the pile. He says, utrumat maaser zebetocho. Or if I have, let's say I have a maaser, a pile of maaser, I say trumat maaser, the truma of the maaser. In other words, I have to take 10% is betocho. Reb Shimon Omer kara hashem. So Reb Shimon, who's the one that interests us, says that that's a good designation. Now, we just said, we were actually talking about, so this is what we were talking about, Reb Shimon, right? So we're interested in Reb Shimon's opinion, whether he holds from Breira or not. So we said Reb Shimon holds from Breira, but he's got this technical problem about being, you know, that it has to be clear when I designate it, which is which. And yet here in this case, he says it's a good designation. Now, with this designation, it's a shvach designation. You know, he still can't eat it because I don't know which is which and what's what. But Rashi points out it would have halachic ramifications if a person would eat from the pile. When it was tevel, he only transgresses one lav. Now, when it's truma and maaser and everything else, he transgresses multiple lavim. Obviously, if he eats through the pile, he'll be chayav eating truma. He'll be, you know, he'll do other things. So, but the point is, Reb Shimon says karashim. That's a good designation. So you just said ostensibly that Reb Shimon holds that when I designate something, it's got to be clear which is the truma, which is the maaser. So the Gemara says no. Shani hatam deika svivav. The Gemara says in that case, there is one part that I know is not truma, not maaser, and that's the surface. In other words, he says, this pile of grain, the truma and the maaser is what's inside of it. But the surface grain is not. So here it is Shi'arei Nikarin. It's clear, in other words, I got a big pile of grain, so the grain that's on the surface of the pile is clearly not Truma, not Maiser. Inside it could be Truma Maiser. So it is Shi'arei Nikarin. Or V'ibayt Ema, or else I could say, there's another way to reconcile the two brises, the brisa with the Erev, so Reb Shimon will say that it is good there, that we have Breira, and with the why not? V'ibayt Ema, kitakatani taima. Or else I could say, like we learned in the brisa further on, we didn't quote this brisa, this part of it. It says, Amrulo the Remeir, that the disputant said to Remeir, Remeir says it's a good designation with the wine. They say it's not. He says, Iatamoda Shema Yibakahano, Vimsishota Tvalama Freya. Don't you concede that there's a concern that the satchel, like the leather pouch with the wine in it, will split open? In other words, you're going to drink wine now, and you say, I'm going to take Truma Maiser, I'm going to take taxes later. But maybe the pouch will rip open, the wine will spill out, and there won't be anything left there. Then Lamafreya, you'll be eating, you have to say you ate tavel or whatever, because the truma was never separated. So that's not good. So he says, Amar Lahan Lashibakai. He says, when it happens, I'll worry about it. Meaning it's so remote, I don't have to worry about it. So that being the case, we can go back and say that indeed Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi do hold from Breira, but they're just concerned by the wine that the container, the flask, may crack open and you may not never separate it out. And that's why they don't hold from it in that case. So that's another way to reconcile the brisa with the last brisa with the first brisa. So the Gemara says, "Lamai desalika daitan meikara." The way we initially thought, even reishit shishirini karin. So the previous hesber was that everybody holds from Breira, but the reason that the disputants hold is not good is because it has to be clear when you separate the truma and the maaser, it has to be clear this is truma and this is not the truma at the time. That's a secondary halakha, and that's why they disagree with it. So based on that earlier explanation, my ka'amrilei. So why are they, according to that explanation, why are they talking to them about the satchel breaking open? They should say it's not Shi'arei Nikarin. So the Gemara says, haki ka'amrilei. This is the way that we should understand the Braisa according to that explanation. L'didan ba'inan reishi Shi'arei Nikarin. According to us, you need something, it has to be clear this from the get-go, this is the truma, this is not the truma. But l'didach, but according to you, on the top line on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, iatamoda, don't you concede, shema yibakano, v'nimse shotet t'val ma'afreya. Don't you concede, Remeir, that that's a possibility, and then the person is going to be, you know, in other words, it has to be Shi'arei Nikarin. You don't hold that way. And you hold from Breira, we also hold from Breira. But don't you concede that it's a problem that the flask may break open and you don't have any wine left? Amar lehen l'shibakah. When it happens, I'll worry about it. Meaning, it's such a remote concern, I'm not worried about it. Okay, so at the end of the day, the Gemara is saying that it could be that all the Tanayim in that first brisa really hold from Breira, but there could be other issues that entered into the dialogue. Other Shi'arei Nikarin, is the Truma Maaser clearly designated from the non-Truma Maaser? Or it's a concern, Shema Yibakanot, or that the flask may break open. And then we saw the Shitot War, Rav Yosef holds that everybody's going to hold with Breira by Dereis and Rabbanon, or not hold by Dereis and Rabbanon. And Rava thought that you could mix and match. All right, and I think La'alacha, that's the way we do it. We hold Breira by Rabbanon, and we don't hold by Dereis. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said? All right, let me end recording.